I'm Brian Burkhart with WEKU's Daily News Podcast for April 7th, 2026. The last time Kentucky power plants used more coal produced in-state than out-of-state was in 2019. That's according to state data. Curtis Tate has more.
For five out of the past 6 years, Kentucky has relied on coal from other states to generate electricity more than its own. Data from the Energy and Environment Cabinet show that in 2019, Kentucky used 13.5 million tons of its own coal and 12.7 million tons from other states. In 2023, though, Kentucky used nearly twice as much coal from other states, 14 million tons, than coal it produced that year. In 2024, the most recent year of data tabulated by the agency, the gap had narrowed, but other states were still supplying more of Kentucky's needs. Those states include Illinois, Wyoming, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Indiana. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
Democratic Governor Andy Beshear handed out vetoes for two bills dealing with firearms that passed through the Kentucky General Assembly. House Bill 78 shields gun sellers and manufacturers from some civil liability. In his veto message, Beshear said lawmakers are focusing on protecting the gun industry instead of working to reduce gun violence. Lead sponsor GOP Representative T.J. Roberts of Burlington says his bill blocks frivolous lawsuits against sellers for the actions of their customers.
Right now, we have litigation strategies that are being funded by out-of-state billionaires in several states with the explicit intent of strangling the Second Amendment out of existence.
Beshear already vetoed four other bills before the veto period, all of which lawmakers overrode. They will have the opportunity to override more when they return to Frankfort in mid-April. Kentucky's two largest electric utilities are proposing to merge. As Curtis Tate reports, a former state utility regulator says the proposal needs a thorough examination.
Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities filed an application with the Kentucky Public Service Commission last week to merge. The companies have asked the commission to approve the merger without any conditions. Kent Chandler, a former PSC chairman, said the PSC should examine the proposal carefully to make sure it's in the public interest.
And so the argument that this is should just be, you know, effectively rubber stamped is pretty significant, and I think we'll raise some eyebrows both in communities, but also at the Public Service Commission.
The companies say attaching conditions to their merger runs the risk of it falling apart. Chandler served 4 years on the three-member commission, three of them as chairman. He said it would be unprecedented for the PSC to approve a merger without conditions.
It's not obvious why the utilities think that this case is necessarily different, that the commission should effectively just defer to the wisdom and judgment of the utilities, but I find it hard to believe that that they can provide examples of the commission approving a merger without conditions.
Chandler also noted the likelihood that the companies will be seeking approval from a commission with five members instead of three. Lawmakers approved Senate Bill 8, which would add two members, appointed by the governor and confirmed by the state Senate. If Governor Andy Beshear signs it, SB 8 will take effect immediately. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The Kentucky Supreme Court halted the impeachment proceedings to remove Lexington Judge Julie Muth Goodman in a ruling on Monday. The 5-1 decision found that the House's impeachment attempt violated the separation of powers. Republican lawmakers took issue with Goodman's ruling and statements from the bench. The majority of justices said lawmakers erred by impeaching Goodman for alleged judicial misconduct, saying those are concerns that should be addressed in the constitutionality-created Judicial Conduct Commission. Republican leadership in the House and Senate did not immediately respond to request for comment. The Senate was set to begin trying Goodman in mid-April. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.